people do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean, a boy's band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club.
11:40 on we go. Late edition of Thursday Night Music Club, and only half of it, but the prettier half. So there's that. Dan Dirkholtz is sick. We had every intention of being on the show, and he called up and was like, I don't feel
Do you say I was pretty?
Did I say that?
I thought I heard somebody mention.
I don't know
if it was you or somebody else. I'm so pretty.
All right, let's cut to the chase, Sam Fisher, shall we? PlayedForwardSTL.org, of course, your philanthropic arm and all the charitable work that you do. And the debut of Something in the Water, which is a documentary about kind of the roots of St. Louis rock and roll. And there was an event at the Pageant where they debuted the film and some of the artists that were featured in it. Because the Pageant had enough ample handicap parking for the artists, were able to come in and play. And, you know, they helped Steve Scarfino up to the stage. And Soup Granda was pointed the direction of, you know, the lights and stuff. And it really turned out to be a very nice event. From what I hear, I only made it for the food and the VIP thing. And then I had to come here, so I missed the show.
You made it for the food and drink? Is that what you're saying?
Largely, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to throw that in. Well, you missed out, my friend, because I was just blown away. And, you know, it was all about, a lot about, you know, the St. Louis icon rockers, like you said, Steve from REO Speedwagon, Pat Liston, Danny Liston, through Devin Allman in the mix. Yeah. Just all these great artists of Something in the Water and why St. Louis was so attracted. And it really was all about KC95 at the time.
Oh, right? Yeah, absolutely.
It was just a brilliant documentary, and they had a lot of old footage and a lot of things that I'm just a baby in this music industry, so a lot of stuff I didn't even know. But one thing that really stood out to me is that Rich Dalton, he was saying when you were a kid or when you were younger, and if you had a KC95 sticker on your car, on your purse, on your locker at school, you were considered to be cool. And it was confirmed that if you had a KC95 sticker, you were part of the cool club.
Yeah, it's that way with KTRS stickers now.
No, I
wasn't really kidding. I was actually very serious. But a fun event nonetheless. All right, let's get on to it. Any other events for Play It Forward coming up that we need to get to?
Well, speaking of Something in the Water, Mr. Danny Liston was there. Great artist, great friend. And he offered Play It Forward a case of CDs to sell. So mm-hmm. we have those available. 100% goes to Play It Forward.
Nice.
So I figured if we sold all 30 CDs, it'd be about $500. That'll buy a drum kit.
Nice.
So if you're in the market for a Danny Liston CD, please let me know. Or if you would like one, certainly have them right here in my purse.
PlayItForwardSTL.org. Good place to start there. Any concerts coming up benefiting you guys?
Again, from Something in the Water, Steve Scorfina emailed me and said that his show at the Duck Room on June 28th is going to be a Play It Forward benefit. So that was really cool. Something came out of that. Right. And really quick, before we get on to the music, you know, on Memorial weekend, we were at Soldiers Memorial Park for the Blues Fest,
right.
Yes. Yeah. And Miss Kim Massey was there on day one on Friday and called Play It Forward onto the stage and presented us with a brand new, it's like a $2,000 electronic 88 keyboard keys.
Wow.
And
I
was,
love her.
Oh, I do too. And I was just blown away. And what I thought was so special about it, again, Play It Forward just has this thing about it. We were at that orphanage in Alton a couple of weeks back, and I asked him, is there anything else that you need? And he said, I really would like an 88 keyboard for my music therapy. And that was on Monday, and here it was Friday. Kim Massey presented one to us. So
Funny how everything. It's
funny how that just works.
I think Disney calls it Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Would you like me to go on? I won't.
No, if you would have just rolled into that song right then and did your dance, I would have been...
I could, because I heard it probably 4 times today in the van, as a matter of fact. All right, and another thing that Sam does is kind of help local bands get some more attention that are playing out and things you want to know about, new releases, stuff like that. And Bella and Lily actually here in the studio when they were doing their Kickstarter campaign to make, I think, $40,000 so they could make a CD, apparently out of platinum. but they got it, and they're so talented. So I'm thrilled for these girls. They're sisters, and they're terrific, and apparently something coming up because they're on your radar.
Yeah, and, you know, I just came across them again. My friend Chris sent this over. So they'll be June 10th in the Webster.
Not the right words.
The Webster Groves Art and Air Festival, the corner of East Lockwood and South Bombart. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
From 1 to 2 p.m. That, again, June 10th. Bella and Lily, everything you just said, plus some. These girls, to me, I was blown away. They sound a little Taylor Swift-y to me.
Okay. I think they'd be wildly offended, but I think they're terrific. As singer-songwriters, and they're the real deal, the whole package.
Man, they are the real deal. And I love this track. I listened to it a couple of times, and it's called Charming. Prince Charming.
You cast a spell on me. Was that your intention, baby? 'Cause I'm not saying I'm trying to break free, 'cause I'm not. Prince Charming came to rescue me from my misery not too long ago. Just when I thought I was on my own, Prince Charming came to save the day. Through the past away, wrote a whole new ending. Just when I thought there was no such thing, I can't believe it happened to me. La da 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 da. I can't believe you wiped the tears from my eyes after crying.
Bella and Lily, Prince Charming, the name of that tune. New album will be out this summer, and you paid for it. Sorry, Ella Davis, I just stole that from you. Webster Groves at the Art and Air Festival. That's this weekend on the 10th. They're also opening up for the Go-Go's at the pageant, so Star is on the rise.
And that is on Sunday, June 9th, I believe.
What, the Go-Go's?
Yes.
Okay.
At the pageant.
I didn't know that.
So. Mm-hmm.
All right. You know all kinds of stuff.
Well.
Amazing. Samantha Fisher with us. It is an abridged version of the Thursday Night Music Club. More of it coming up. Big 550 KTRS, Thursday Night Music Club. The lovely Samantha Fisher with us from Play It Forward, STL.org, and also some local music. And that Devin Cahill, we played her last week, but cut it off really short, so we didn't really give it a chance. And here's Devin. And you say, okay, what'd you think of that cut? Wasn't that fantastic? So... we wanted to fix that.
Yeah, I thought we'd should spin that young lady again. I think she's fantastic. I really do. And on Saturday, June 8th, for Craig Downs, which that's a St. Louis artist that does all the artwork in St. Louis. You know what I'm talking about? Real eclectic type stuff. Very, very cool.
He do all the artwork in
St.
Louis.
Well, not all
Louis.
The artwork,
like, you know,
but the artwork that matters.
He cooks all the meals in St. Louis. Okay, go ahead.
The artwork that matters in St. Louis. Anyway, the art show is called Hello Dolly Art Show at the Factory downtown on Washington Avenue.
Would that be D-A-L-I by any chance?
Dolly? Yeah. Dolly?
Is it D-A-L-I?
It is.
Oh, okay. I get it now. As in Salvador. See, it's kind of the whole art thing.
You've lost me.
Okay.
Okay. The Factory downtown on Washington. Can you hear my British accent coming out?
Not really.
Oh, my sister's here. It's her birthday.
And she has a British accent.
She has a British accent.
I remember 21. It's crazy times. Crazy times. Devin Cahill at Craig Downs, and that'll be at the art show, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. show, and that is on this Saturday, actually.
This Saturday, June 8th, and it's a $5 cover. June Movers and Shakers Dance Party at the Heavy Anchor in South City on Saturday, June 22nd.
I am so hip. I've never heard of any of these places.
You've heard of Craig Downs. I'm going to bring you a piece of his art. He's fantastic.
No, the heavy anchor. I'm like, I don't.
You've heard of Movers and Shakers, haven't you?
I'm not relevant anymore.
Well, you're stuck in this cubicle. You got to get out.
We got time for one more cut before I go home and close the garage door and leave the car running.
Well, if Kyle can get you some earplugs, because this is just going to blow you away. Get the old man some earplugs.
So what,
got him?
We got some Bob Cuban. What are you going to play for us now?
This is a great band. It's called Access Denied. The song is called Out of My Mind, and this is off the album We All Wear Masks. In 2009, Access Denied in St. Louis, born hard rock alternative group with roots in metal, progressive rock, funk, and even a little bit of jazz. What do you think about that?
All right, well, let's hear them. What do we got?
Well, they've won second place in the STLCC Battle of the Bands. And with the combined $1,200 they won, they recorded at Sawhorse Studios right here in St. Louis. And they released their EP in August of 2012.
All right, so we'll go out with Access Denied. And what's the name of this toe tapper?
Well, it's a perfect song for you. It's called Out of My Mind.
Terrific. Thank you, Sam. Don't forget, playitforwardstl.org for more information. We'll listen to a bit of this, and then we'll say our goodbyes.